Being Strange by Dirk Morrison. They label me strange and not much fun, but as a problem solver I'm number one. Their obsessive sociability I can't understand, with no attention to detail, they never expand. They are so easily distracted, they make no gain, and their lack of routine I just can't explain. Yet they label me strange, and so cause much pain. Born with a brain filter tuned really high, excluding irrelevancies so precision can fly, while my inner world is not a bad place, but others have needs that I share this space. So they come knocking, must join the crack, must play their games, be one of the pack, yet my brain is wired for a different track. My need to focus and perceived lack of tact, obsession with routines, details and fact, a nuance and irony simply pass me by. So aloof or arrogant becomes the common cry. Lack of sociability can make me appear rude, an absence of guile makes me sound shrewd. Plenty of scope, then, to miss what is good. They label me strange, yet now seek to be me. Eyes glued to shiny screens, it's all that they see. Headphones in ears and gaze fixed down, fresh in Twitter waters, trying not to drown. No crying baby, no outer space must distract. Social skills degrading, a sliding fingers act. Training for autism, embracing devil's pact. Seeking retweets or to collect lots of friends, feeding the stormy churn of latest trends, more comforting than the world outside, status proclaimed, boasting gadget pride. But in connected isolation, they are not like me. Constantly distracted, they are far from free. Strangeness, indeed, in humanity's new sea.